Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Relief workers are saying the largest remaining Syrian hospital in the rebel-held eastern half of the city of Aleppo has been bombed for the second time in recent days. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says about 30 doctors remain to treat 300,000 residents trapped in Aleppo. Meantime, in London, several hundred protesters took to the streets to show their opposition to the Russian and Syrian airstrikes on Aleppo. Issa Ham is one of the organizers of the protest.
As we are Syrian, we can't bear anymore to see children, they are killed in front of us and keep silence. United Nations is useless. They are killer, they are murderer, they are liar. All the world are liar. They don't do anything at all. Just they pretend they are helping us, but they are rubbish. All the president of the world, they are rubbish.
World Health Organization humanitarian spokesman Rick Brennan says Aleppo health officials have recorded 338 bombing deaths in the last couple of weeks and said the toll includes 106 children. Hungarians at the polls today in what has been called a controversial referendum on European Union-mandated migrant quotas. Analysts say that if the measure passes with a no vote, it could encourage European political parties who favor hardening policies against refugees. Iranian news reports saying Tehran has built a new aerial attack drone similar to a U.S. aerial vehicle captured 5 years ago as it entered Iranian airspace from Afghanistan. So far, there has been no official U.S. comment. This is VOA News. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has warned that his country has reached the end game on its decade-long EU membership bid. Speaking to lawmakers at the opening of the parliamentary session, Erdogan said it was time for Brussels to decide whether it wanted Ankara as a full member, adding that Turkey is ready. Turkey's relations with the EU have been strained in the wake of the July 15th failed coup attempt. Pope Francis held an open-air mass in Georgia as he continues a peace mission to the Caucasus, which is torn between Russia and the West. This man lives in Tbilisi and attended the mass. He said, for the Christian world and others, the visit of the Pope is very significant because he's not only the leader of the Catholic Church, but urges peace around the world. Pope Francis, who arrived in Georgia on Friday, wanted to use his visit to improve ties with the Georgian Orthodox Church. He has now traveled on to Azerbaijan. The Pakistani military says Pakistan and India exchanged fresh fire across the Kashmir border. Lieutenant General Asim Salim Bajwa, the Pakistani military spokesperson, talks about line of control or LOC violations.
I am telling you that yes, they did fire across the LOC and they violated LOC and ceasefire agreement. But there has been absolutely no physical violence of LOC. No crossover, no action beyond LOC. This is an absolute white lie, unfounded story which has been concocted by them.
Indian officials said there was no damage as tensions rise between the nuclear-armed rivals. U.S. Supreme Court begins its new term on Monday, and for the first time in 25 years, only 8 of the 9 seats are filled. Court has been ideologically split between liberals and conservatives since the sudden death in February of conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, leaving several important cases without hope or resolution until a new justice is appointed and confirmed by the Senate. President Obama's nominee for the empty slot, Judge Merrick Garland, has not been confirmed. Senate Republicans say they will wait until the next president is elected to consider any candidates. Hundreds of people getting ready now to be airlifted out of the U.S. Naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as powerful Hurricane Matthew heads toward Cuba, Haiti, and Jamaica. Matthew is the strongest hurricane over the Atlantic Ocean since Felix in 2007. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.